Oh, listen to that. You know what that is? That's an... That means we're having a brew. Cup of coffee in the van. Look at that. How are you keeping, everybody? It's all one word here. I've dropped my daughters off at cheerleading. Take that off one more. Dropped my daughters off at cheerleading class, and I thought I'd come up into the countryside a bit, just about 4 miles out, to come and have a brew. Just to sit here and contemplate. Let's lock the door so we don't get... which light? We need to put a light on, really. Let's put this light on here. Yeah. Oh, no. Do you know something? I'm going to buy dimmable lights for this wagon. You can get them. Should I turn that one off? Just have the lovely, nice, warm glow of the kitchen lights going there. Trying to empty the water out the tanks. I need a spoon. Can't really get to the spoon because there's a flipping load of stuff in the road. Adrian will recognise this noise. Alright, okay. Let's get a spoon. Mr. Spoon! So, just got enough time to go to drink this, I think. And have a cuppa. Have a cuppa and drink this? What are you talking about, Richard? Just to sit here. Oh, what a beautiful... The remainder of the sunset. Oh, this is great. I'm so glad I got this motorhome. I really am. So I've got the fire on. It's ticking away, and I'm a little bit worried about that because it shouldn't be ticking. The pilot light's lit. Might seek the advice of someone on that. Actually, the pilot light's lit, and it's chucking out quite a lot of heat. I suppose. The oil-filled radiator on has helped, actually. I could sense that everything was, all the surfaces were warmed through when I came to the van. I think, you know, for probably a week now, there's been constant heat, warmth in here. Kind of a constant 17 degrees C, I'd like to say. Oh, that's nice. And now that we've got a gas bottle in, we're rocking and rolling again. Rocking and rolling. We're rocking and rolling again. I can't believe this. We're in a nice little spot. We're on a bit of a country road, but... The bit that I'm parked on is, there's two silos right behind me, two metal silos about, I don't know, 6 or 7 metres high, with this concrete kind of landing that I'm parked on just off the road. I can look across to my left, I can see the last of the sunset. It's fairly quiet. There is quite a lot of traffic, to be honest, but this is kind of a main road on back onto the 303, actually. So, well, I say main road, it's a main country road back onto the A303. So there's still quite a bit of traffic, you know, one car maybe every minute. But I'm just looking out the big window here on my left. It's just so tranquil. And I can't wait to get away wild camping, actually. You know, to be completely self-sufficient. My only reservations are battery power And that ticking of the fire. I wonder if it's meant to do that. It might be meant to do that. I don't think it's meant to. Okay, it stopped. That might be a bad thing. It stopped ticking, which is good, but I suppose the ticking didn't slow down. Because it's a battery, isn't it? There's a battery in there. Setting a spark. The clicking is the spark for the pilot light. Oh. Click. Oh, it's started clicking again. That's me stamping on the floor. So, oh, it's just good. It's just nice. 20 to 6 now. And I've got a 4G signal as well. Unbelievable. So, Adrian Wicks and I have been discussing about the motorhome show at the NEC, and I'd really, really like to go to it. There's technically no reason why I can't. Just work, really, just in case. Because we, you know, I can only go on the weekend. No reason why I can't. So, I'll see about going to that. There's also another motorhome show in Shepton Mallet, which I think is Somerset. This is doing my head in now, so let's have a look. I've been enjoying listening to the February posts. County, sorry. What county is Shepton Mallet? Somerset, I've thought it was. And also using the Life3 app, which I recommend if you want to spy on people, on people calls. So, yeah. Oh, it's getting darker. Wow. I've just looked up and it's quite dark outside now. A sky across to my left there. I mean, there's a bit of cloud on the horizon, but that red has turned into a kind of tangerine orange on the horizon. And as it rises up, it's turning into a yellow. And then it meets a pale blue. It's actually really quite picturesque. Beautiful sunsets and sunrises. And I think a few of us have commented on them, haven't we? Bernie Goldback shared some photographs last week, perhaps. And Mac McColgan always talks about the sunrises. When he does talk about them, sorry. You just describe them. Beautiful. Oh. I'd like to get away this weekend in the motorhome, to be honest. I want to try and get as much use out of it as I can. It's just tranquil. I think this is what I needed, you know, a bit of breathing space. I know, Mac and Adrian and Nick Holloway Vox, where are you on audio boo stroke boom? We miss you, Adrian. Nick, sorry, who am I talking about? Well, they take part in breathing spaces on as a Google Hangout. And whilst I think it's a good idea, I don't think I'd be able to do it because I'm just I'd be too interested in people and speaking to them. But I watched. Sarah and I are taping this thing on one of the Sky channels called Mountain with Griff Rhys Jones. It's from 2007, so it's a bit old. But last night we watched one that was based in the Lake District. You know, he's going around the mountains in the UK. He's been to the Western Highlands, Northwest Highlands,
Last night he was in, but the programme we watched last night, from yesterday afternoon actually, is from the Lake District, and they talked about the Quakers briefly. And the Quakers, you know, he went into a Quaker house and there was no preaching. It's all about quiet meditation. And when someone feels the need to speak and say something, when they feel emotionally motivated to do so, then they will say something. And it was, I never knew what it was. But that's what happens in a Quaker meeting house. It seemed quite spiritual, actually. Even to say nothing. There's two cars going past at once. But I think sometimes you just need this, don't you? You just need to stop and take a deep breath. Look what's going on around you. It's quiet contemplation. I don't get much of that. Having three kids and a wife who has a child minding business. Yes. Quiet contemplation.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
Out.